From Washington, this is VOA News. An Indonesian official says a missing airliner could be at the bottom of the ocean. At least 10 people die in a ferry boat fire in the Adriatic Sea. I'm Dave DeForest reporting from Washington. The head of Indonesia's search and rescue agency says a missing Asia Air jet could be at the bottom of the sea. The official told reporters in Jakarta today that Airbus 320 with 162 people on board is presumed to have crashed Sunday off the Indonesian coast into the Java Sea. Three Al Jazeera journalists are marking 1 year since they were arrested in Egypt on charges of supporting the banned Muslim Brotherhood. They are scheduled to go to court Thursday to appeal their case. Australian Peter Grest, Egyptian-Canadian Mohamed Fahmy are in prison on a 7-year sentence, while their Egyptian colleague Bahar Mohamed is serving a 10-year sentence in prison. Italy says that all of the remaining passengers have been rescued from a ferry boat that caught fire off the island of Corfu in the Adriatic Sea. The death toll in the incident has been put at 10, but there are fears some may still be missing. Nick Channing Williams was a passenger when the fire broke out.
On the first night, it caused a bit of problem because the fire was basically cooking everybody's feet, and everyone was in a queue to get on a lifeboat, and with the heat just being so enormous, people just panicked, and I didn't even try and get on one. Regina and I stood upstairs and just hoped for the best, really, that someone would come and help us.
The ship's captain stayed on the Italian flag Norman Atlantic until everyone else had been rescued. Italian naval authorities prepared to tow the ferry to port. This is VOA News. Greek Prime Minister Antonis Samaras has called for early elections for January 25th. The elections were scheduled after lawmakers failed to elect a new president in the third and final round of voting today. Libyan TV reports local firefighters extinguished blazes in several oil storage tanks in the port of Sidra today, but other cisterns are still on fire. The internationally recognized government in Tobruk and the Islamist militia coalition in the capital Tripoli are accusing each other of attacking the storage tanks. Edward Uranian has more.
The fires in the region known as Libya's oil triangle have sent world oil prices up slightly and raised worries of serious environmental damage. Libyan TV reports local firefighters succeeded in putting out fires in several oil storage tanks, but other Arab media showed video footage of a giant blaze which continued to burn, pouring toxic black smoke into the air. Libyan oil expert Tariq Ibrahim told state TV that the fires represent a major economic loss for the country. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Palestinians are pressing the United Nations Security Council for a vote this week on statehood and an end to Israel's occupation of Palestinian territories within 3 years. Arab ambassadors met at the UN today on the wording of the statehood resolution. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said the resolution would be submitted to the 15-member Security Council later in the day. The United States is one of 5 countries on the council with veto power and has already announced it will not support a UN resolution that sets a deadline for withdrawal. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko signed a bill today renouncing his country's non-aligned status, but indicated that he will hold a referendum before seeking NATO membership. Mr. Poroshenko also said he intends to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and French President François Hollande on January 15th. Russia's currency fell sharply today after a government report showed the economy shrank in November and predicted a 4% decline for next year. At one point, the ruble was down 6%, trading at around 56 to the dollar. The Associated Press reports that Liberian officials are saying dozens of new Ebola cases have sprung up along the border with Sierra Leone. Meanwhile, Reuters is saying the number of Ebola cases in Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Guinea, the 3 hardest-hit African countries, has passed 20,000. The World Health Organization says more than 7,800 people have died so far in the epidemic. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.